When people have tried everything they can to lose weight, some turn to the surgeon's knife for help. A type of gastric bypass surgery called duodenal exclusion means that the body absorbs fewer calories from food and then people lose weight. But now a surgeon in the Italian city of Rome has found a rather different use for this kind of surgery for people with type 2 diabetes. This is the kind of diabetes that often starts later in life when the body's hormones find it hard to control sugar levels. It's usually thought of as a chronic disease which can be managed but not cured. But then a group of surgeons and diabetes specialists got together and found that after gastric bypass surgery, the symptoms of diabetes disappeared in more than 80% of their patients. Our reporter in Rome, Emma Wallace, went to find out how the surgery works at the Catholic University's Hospital Gemelli. There she met a patient who's had the surgery, Sonia Piacentini.
I had very high blood sugar levels. I went into a diabetic coma twice, and basically one morning I just woke up and I couldn't see. It was like I was blind. But things gradually improved over about 15 to 20 days. I was suffering from diabetes, though, for about 4 years. I had to inject myself with insulin 4 times a day and also took a diabetes drug, but I just couldn't control things. At that time, I weighed about 98 kilos, but I went on a diet and dropped to 92. Then I came to this hospital, and they suggested I undergo this bypass surgery.
My name is Francesco Rubino, and my interest is to treat metabolic diseases, particularly obesity and now increasingly diabetes. So this is a very serious disease, and the opportunity that we can treat this disease effectively with an operation makes a lot of sense to me. Imagine having a patient condemned to a lifetime of medical therapy, taking pills, and in spite of that not getting good results, as opposed to getting an operation and hopefully forget about that once forever.
Why do you think surgery works in this particular case?
The anatomy of the bowel has changed in a way that some segments of the small bowel are no longer exposed to the passage of food. In addition to reducing the absorption of some of these nutrients, of course you reduce the stimulation that these nutrients exert in the excluded segment of the bowel. So the exclusion of some segments of the bowel may alter some gut hormones that are very important in the regulation of blood sugar. And it's this mechanism that may be responsible for the very powerful effect you see on diabetes.
Using this knowledge, Francesco Rubino has been developing his own version of a duodenal bypass to specifically treat diabetes. As well as losing a significant amount of weight, Sonia had not needed to take any diabetes medication or insulin since.
It was incredible. After the surgery, my blood sugar levels dropped pretty much immediately. I've never needed to take diabetes medication since. Even though I was slightly obese, I didn't have the operation because of that. I had it for the diabetes because it was completely uncontrollable. But now I eat what I like, I've lost over 30 kilos, and I have a completely different life.
We've come into your office now, and Sonia and other patients have found that the diabetes has gone into remission within a few days of the operation. How long do you think this will last? Because she's 44 at the moment. She had the operation 2 years ago.
We know that in many different centers, patients have been treated over the years, and those who had diabetes and got into remission have stayed so for 15 years or so. And usually in medicine, when you have something that works for more than 10 years, it's likely to continue to work.
It all sounds very positive, but obviously there are some side effects and some risk factors. Can you just run me through the downsides to this?
Certainly surgery has some drawbacks. A surgical operation by itself is an invasive procedure. There is an immediate risk of complications, but there are also chances of getting complications later on, which we need to assess. The one of Sonia, certainly with that operation, there is a significant malabsorption of fat, which is something positive, but there is also malabsorption of nutrients, which are important, like vitamins, for instance. There are some other side effects having an impact on the quality of life, like saying this very important rerouting of the intestine creates change in the kind of bacteria that naturally grow in the bowel, with a shift towards the bacteria that create more air. So Sonia was complaining about her distension as a typical complication. That's why we're trying to devise new operations that try to avoid all those kind of complications while retaining the efficacy.
Emma Wallace reporting from Rome.